Hi, welcome to College Basketball Realm. I'm Andrew, and Blake is not here today to talk college basketball, but that is okay. Just a little update on our podcast. Make sure you check out our Instagram at College Realm. Also, our producer, Jimmy O'Brien, is no longer with us, so we will be introducing our new producer, Aiden Diker, in later episodes. That's just a heads up. As you know, he's no longer a part of our podcast, but now we're welcoming Aiden Diker to College Basketball Realm. Anyway, we're going to start off with our, we're going to go recap off of our latest podcast. You know, last podcast we discussed Baylor and Kansas State game, which was a really good game to watch. You know, two Big 12 teams going at it. I thought Kansas State looked really, really good there. In the last podcast, I praised Dean Wade, even though he had that foot injury. You know, he looked really, really, really good. He had, he had 20 points off 9 of 15 shooting. You know, he was the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, and you know, since he was injured, it was kind of hard for him to get going, but when he's at his best, Baylor's going to have a hard time beating him. I wouldn't expect too much of a drop from Baylor. If we go on to Bracketology on CBS, they're a 9 seed. ESPN, they're a 9 seed. I mean, they did the best they could against an excellent team, the Kansas State Wild Wildcats. You know, they definitely played really good. The Wildcats now share first place in the Big 12 with Texas Tech. You know, another team that's been amazing of late. You know, they beat Texas, which was a bubble team. You know, that's a big loss for Texas. You know, they're right on the bubble. They're now 16-14. They were right there to making it in, but they just got destroyed by this defensive-minded Texas Tech team. A team which Blake praised heavily. You know, they got it. Blake said that this team was really good defensively, and he was exactly right. Ever since he talked about them, you know, they jumped 8th in the nation, and he talked about them being a Final Four team. Blake is definitely right on that. They were able to hold the Texas Longhorns to 30%, and they had four players in double digits. You got guys out here, Jarrett Culver, Matt Mooney, all these guys that are just balling for them. You know, they were shooting great. They got everything to go. They shot 50% and 50% from 3, 9 of 18. They just took control. They had 12 assists to 3. Texas knocked to win the game by only having 3 assists. They took control, took care of the ball, and they definitely deserve to be ranked 8th in the country. Overall, really good performance by Texas Tech, a team you should definitely watch come March Madness time. I believe in Bracketology, I want to say that, you know, by the time the season's over, they could be as high as a 2 seed. CBS does have them as right now 3 seed, but I think, you know, they could be definitely a 2 seed if Kentucky, North Carolina, Michigan slip up. LSU, especially LSU, is one of those more vulnerable 2 seeds slip up. Texas Tech can go and take their spot if they wanted to. Depends on how the season comes down, but you know, or if Texas Tech does become regular season Big 12 champs, which they definitely have a case to. Kansas will, if Texas Tech or Kansas State win their next game, Kansas's 14th consecutive season of being the Big 12 regular season champion will come to an end. If that's the case, if they both lose, they both have to lose, and Kansas has to win, which I don't see happening. The next game that Texas Tech plays, I don't think it's very difficult. It's Iowa State. At Iowa State, I think they could still come through. And then last night, Kansas State won again. They beat TSU, and they face Oklahoma. You know, not a terribly scary team. They're at home. So it looks like Kansas' streak will be coming to an end for the first time in 14 years, or 15 years technically. But overall, really good job by these two Big 12 teams, Texas Tech and Kansas State. Going to be fun to watch them come March Madness time. We're going to be going on to our next topic. We discussed in our last episode this whole Duke crisis they have right now, you know, not having Zion Williamson, but they were able to get past Miami pretty easily. Those guys stepped up who we said we had to step up. They had a bunch of guys on the bench, like Alex O'Connell, Marquise Bolden, RJ Barrett had a double-double, 19 points. So did Cam Reddish had 19. They looked really good against the Miami team without Zion, so that was good. They won pretty easily. But today they're going to be faced with the same challenge without Zion Williamson. He's going to be out for the fourth straight game, five if you count the UNC game. But they're going up against Wake Forest, not a tough team. You know, the worst defensive team in the ACC. But still, you know, you can't count out these games without, especially without Zion. But it looks like they are starting to figure out what they're doing and how to play without Zion Williamson, which is really good, especially if he ends up being out for the rest of the year. We just don't know. There's so much unknown about this, especially with him going into the NBA draft. We really won't know. But Duke will have to face Wake Forest before they face North Carolina. Speaking of North Carolina, they have been one of the hottest teams in college basketball. They are now number three in the nation after beating Clemson by two. It was a very close game, a game which was very scary. If you're a Tar Heel fan, you had Roy Williams go down with vertigo, and he had to be carried off. Well, real quick, we'll give props to Clemson. Their coach and everyone in the stands, they were giving a round of applause. Much respect. They're giving him a lot of respect. So it was good. I'm glad that they showed that sportsmanship to a very, very talented Hall of Fame coach. Anyway, North Carolina was able to get past that. Coby White, again, dominating every single game for UNC. He's really, really good. He was named ACC Player of the Week, and he was also named ACC Freshman of the Week. Another sweep for him. He ended the game with 28 points off of 6 of 11 from downtown. He's an absolute stud for Roy Williams. Roy Williams seems to keep getting all these freshman point guards that look real good. But good job to North Carolina. They are up to a 3 seed, but I don't think they are a 1 seed in the overall bracket just yet. They need a little bit more. I think if they beat Duke, they're a 1 seed. Duke's going to drop down. I still think Duke's a 1 seed. We'll move on to another game that we talked about in our last podcast. We had Ohio State at Purdue, at number 14, Purdue. And Purdue just dominated the game. Caleb Wesson's absence, because he was suspended, hurt the Buckeyes tremendously. That defensive pressure wasn't there. Purdue was able to shoot 56%. They hit 11 threes. Ohio State couldn't do anything offensively. They shot 33% overall, and they shot 10% from downtown. They took 19 threes, only hit two. A guy we talked about, Carson Edwards, you know, without Caleb Wesson, Carson Edwards was able to go off. He had 25 points, 4 of 8 from downtown, 9 of 16 overall shooting. A really good game by Purdue, who's in first right now in the Big Ten, looking to take that regular season championship. They looked really good in that game. Ohio State, I wouldn't really drop them too much. Possibly a 10 seed. Not the end of the world with that loss. I mean, they had a suspended guy, in the way that the commission, way the league has been dealing with teams missing players. They've been a little lenient. You know, Duke, Virginia Tech, they've been a little lenient with teams missing their key guys. So obviously Ohio State won't be ranked, but they will be in March Madness for sure. Another team we had was the big one. We had Tennessee against Kentucky. A very, very fun game, especially if you are a Tennessee fan. Tennessee finally gets revenge on Kentucky, and I believe it's tied for first in the SEC. I will check up with that in a moment. But what a game by Grant Williams, Jordan Bone for Tennessee. These guys, you know, they played their hearts out. And there was a lot of controversial calls, I want to say, but we got to give the respect to Tennessee as they were able to just dominate this game. They were winning in the beginning, and they just took it over in the end. A lot of these guys on Kentucky looked frustrated. Once they couldn't get it going, once the calls weren't going away, they just looked lost. They shot 32%. They missed 10 free throws in the game. That could have been, if they made those 10 free throws, they would have only lost by 9, which, in terms of game, that could have made it kind of easier for them to come back if they were making their free throws, but they weren't. Tennessee, after this, I believe that they now leapfrog to a one seed. CBS and ESPN also agree with that. Kentucky, I don't think they're not. I don't think they. They could drop down from a two seed. They definitely went down from a one seed, but they are, I think, a comfortable two seed now. But I don't see them dropping anywhere lower. Just Tennessee is going to take their place for now. Again, Tennessee's spot though isn't safe, depending on how UNC does in the tournament, how Michigan State does come to their conference tournament time. It's not safe, but it's right now they're a one seed for sure. And however the Vols do in their tournament, but this game, what they getting revenge at Kentucky, they snapped their 19-game winning streak in the earlier meeting, and just for them to get revenge, but it feels really good for Tennessee. That was their 25th straight home victory to remain in first. Yeah, so they're in first with number 13 LSU. The LSU was able to beat Alabama that same day. So we'll see who comes down and wins that. But Kentucky is going to fall a game behind in the SEC. Pretty crucial game that Tennessee was able to capitalize on, which is really, really important for right now. We're right on this is the last stretch. We already have some conferences already starting their conference play. I mean, starting their conference tournament, and which will be over on March 7th. A lot of these, so we'll find out those possible Cinderella teams getting into the tournament this year. So that should be fun and exciting. Some other games that you guys should watch today. We're definitely gonna be watching, even with Blake Sapson. We're still gonna be watching his game, see what's going on. We got a really good one. We got Virginia Tech at Florida State. Virginia Tech's fifth and Florida State's in fourth. This is big game for seeding, big game for seeding in general, seeding in March Madness, seeding in the tournament. Seminoles are 11-5, and the Hokies are also 11-5. I mean, these are really even matched teams. Both have some pretty big wins on the year. Virginia Tech coming off beating Duke. They leapfrogged up. They we again without Justin Robinson. He's been out since January 30th. He's a key player that they won't have against this team. And Florida State, they've looked really good of recently. They didn't get killed by they didn't get killed by UNC. They've done a pretty well job with keeping up with teams. So this should be a fun game to watch. It's just a couple ranked opponents going at it. For the ACC, a really fun conference to watch. Today we also have another one you should watch: Tennessee and Mississippi State. Mississippi State is fourth in the SEC, so they're definitely a tournament team. I'll give them that. They're 21-8. They're visiting Tennessee. This is a game though that could be an upset that I'm watching right now. At their last game, it was really close. Tennessee only won by 3. That was really. They only lost by 3, so Mississippi State could possibly come out and be a victor. They look to beat Tennessee's home streak. Tennessee has been fantastic at home all year long, and if Mississippi State can beat this team, they could leapfrog in bracketology. I believe I want to say that they are a 6 seed or a 7. Mississippi State is pretty close up there. Yeah, they are a 6 seed. They could be up to a 5. They get this win. That's just a crucial game for Mississippi State if they want to, up the resume before March Madness time. That's what a lot of these teams are doing for March Madness. They're trying to get their resumes up. They're trying to get these big wins. They need to get wins against the best team in the conference. If they can get a win, like these bubble teams, they will get into the tournament. We're gonna take a look at our bracketology on CBS and see what is on here right now and if I agree with it or not. Jerry Palm, we've used a lot of his brackets for the discussion, and I'm gonna use it again. We have our last four in. He has Texas, Arizona State, Seton Hall, and Clemson. A few of these I agree with. A few of these I don't. I don't believe that Arizona State or Texas deserve to be in. Seton Hall and Clemson both can make cases, but his first four out, he includes Furman, NC State, Georgetown, and St. Mary's. I think Georgetown and NC State both deserve to be in. Georgetown coming off some recent wins against Villanova. So I think definitely those two teams can definitely make a case for last four in, but Arizona State, Pac-12 team, I don't think any of the teams in the Pac-12 should really be in it, except Washington and Texas. They just got killed by Texas Tech. He has his one seeds as Virginia, Duke, and Gonzaga, Tennessee. I agree with those for now, but all that can change. Big games coming up, conference play coming up. Those are not set in final. His two seeds are Michigan, North Carolina, LSU, Kentucky. I don't agree with LSU being a two seed, even though they're coming off some good wins. I do think that Michigan State, Purdue, even Texas Tech are more qualified for that two seed. And if we were just going off pure skill and teams, even though Michigan State's coming off that loss against Indiana, another big upset, which it brings me another point. Indiana is a team that is now a bubble team. They've come off two wins against Wisconsin and Michigan State, but not going to get sidetracked. LSU, I don't think is a two seed. The rest of the bracket, we're looking at some four seeds. Kansas still looking to get back in that conversation as a three or two seed. I don't think I do I think they'll get there? Possibly. They are finishing off the year at Oklahoma. Kansas State, Marquette, Florida State, all very much deserving teams. A lot of these four and five seeds, I think, could be flipped, except maybe Maryland, Wisconsin, Virginia Tech, Nevada, all really good teams. I think could also be four seeds come March Madness time. So we have a really, really, really fun schedule coming down to the end. Make sure our Instagram at College Realm is constantly posting content. If you want to check that out, we're going to be updating you guys all the time on all the games that we talk about on these podcasts and tell how our bracket busters are doing and posting some of our favorite moments from previous March Madnesses. Sorry for the audio in this episode. We're dealing with some new management and we're trying to figure out a new style and stuff. So I apologize for the audio being a little off in today's episode. And next episode, for sure, we'll be back on our regular bit. Me and Blake will be recording, and that will probably be this Saturday. This is probably going to be the only podcast for the week. We're probably going to have to record on Saturday when we get everything nice and figured out with a new producer coming in. So this has been College Basketball Realm. I'm Andrew. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Be sure to check out all of our social medias at College Realm. And we'll see you guys next time.